Krishna. It's Tuesday morning. I just got back from the doctors. He just did some acupressure on my arm and shoulders to relieve some of the tension in my shoulder joint. It really helped when he did that on Friday before I went off to Paris. And I hope this also continues to help. Otherwise, things are okay as far as the body is concerned. Today is going to be a busy day. Over the next 3 days, we have national council meetings trying to finish up on our membership scheme, which I'll explain. And the state minister for religious affairs, the new one, will be coming for lunch. And then after that, there's the MTV, National TV, is coming to do a 50-minute television program on the new temple, and particularly how the new temple got to the stage it was from when I was coming in incognito with a wig into Budapest during the communist regime. So it'll be a busy day. And hopefully, as I mentioned, we'll be sort of concluding on our membership program, which isn't membership in terms of trying to sign up people as members of the society, like life membership or patron membership, but rather to determine what are the different levels of membership in the devotee communities within the society. And it's something that I would envision as being very useful for other yatras and the rest of ISKCON. Basically, we've divided the categories of devotees into four. One is volunteer, the other one is a full-time monk, the third is a supporter, and the fourth is a sympathizer. I'll explain what these all mean, but before I do, I'll just talk about what the need for this was. I think most of my listeners will have experience and agree that there's a lot of misunderstanding, high expectations, and false expectations of devotees on the basis of the fact that they all believe in Krishna, from the institution, from ISKCON, from its leadership, and from Srila Prabhupada. But at the same time, we see that not all devotees are the same. Some devotees remain full-time servants of the institution and are satisfied with whatever the institution can provide. Others are devotees who maintain themselves independently and maintain the society, either with their funds, energy, intelligence. Others don't donate, others don't give anything. And that may be in the majority. There are other devotees who haven't really made up their minds what direction they should go in. And yet, because the only common denominator that these devotees have, or the only identity they have, is that they're all devotees, despite the fact that they have different degrees of commitment to the society, often they expect the same type of reciprocation. Thus, often we may find from a devotee who was once a book distributor for 5 years saying that, "I gave my whole life to the movement, I was a book distributor, and why doesn't the society now reciprocate and take care of me, although I've left ISKCON 15 years ago to be independent, but because I've fallen on hard times or in some kind of need, therefore the society should reciprocate on the basis of the service that I've done," just like they're doing now for Bhakta XXX, who has been in ISKCON for 15 years and still is fully actively surrendered. And these are what I refer to as false expectations from the ISKCON based on a lack of constitutional definition of what are the rights of different types of devotees based on their commitment and what are their obligations. So we made this type of division in which we have a volunteer. Volunteer is someone who comes, gives their time, energy, everything to the society, and acts as a brahmachari, brahmacharini, or even as a householder, but living very, very simply, brahmachari gurukule vasadanto guru ritan, more or less as a gurukul student, as per Narada Muni's definition. And these volunteers, they're, as long as they are volunteer, are complete dependents of the society, therefore ISKCON is meant to take care of them. But after a period of 5 years, it should then be clear which direction is this person going in. Do you want to be a full-time devotee for the rest of your life, and would you like to groom for that or be groomed for that? Or do you envisage yourself after this 5 year of training to be a Vaishnava who maintains himself, go back to university, or go out and do some kind of business and contribute to the mission by supporting it? At most, someone has another 5 years to make that type of decision, and by the time they've been volunteers for 10 years, either they become full-time monks, that's the word that comes best to mind, and they make a full-time, lifelong commitment to ISKCON, or by that time, or prior to that, they've become congregation members or supporting members of the society, working, maintaining themselves at lifestyle that they can afford, and supporting the society in some way. Thus, the responsibility of ISKCON to the volunteer is while they are in their tenure as volunteers, but once they leave as volunteers, particularly to become supporters of the society, then they maintain themselves, and they can ask really nothing more than perhaps some minor financial assistance just to make the transition between volunteer service and now self-maintenance. However, if devotees decide to become full-time missionaries, giving themselves completely to ISKCON, then at that point ISKCON has to be willing to take full-time responsibility for them. Full-time responsibility means that all the basic needs, according to a simple brahminical lifestyle, and obviously according to the ability of the institution or the particular temple and yatra, the needs of a devotee is taken care of, and that means for life, right up until the time of samadhi, through old age, through the grihastha ashram, if that's the path that devotees take, the society has to officially take responsibility. If they cannot, then that's something else, but that is the reciprocation that's required. If a devotee gives everything, then the society has to fully maintain them. However, devotees, just like volunteers who have given their entire lives, monks, they have to be satisfied by a very basic, simple lifestyle, according to the ability of the yatra, as mentioned earlier. And in this case, there's no such thing as salary. This is just maintenance. It's quite clear what the duties of the devotees who choose to work outside in the world and make a living for themselves Srila Prabhupada pointed out that they should give 50% of their income. That's very rare nowadays, although we have that here in Hungary. And it is the duty and responsibility, especially of well-off devotees, to do that. If not, they should at least start with giving 10%, but try to build up to giving that. In other words, devotees who have taken initiation, who have been trained by the preaching mood of ISKCON for 5-10 years, they should recognize that if they haven't given their whole life, then at least they should be giving half the results of their life's labors now and contribute to spreading Krishna consciousness by giving 50% of their income. Can devotees be employed by the society? Yes, that's an employee, but it should be very clear that he's an employee, which means he has to be paid as one would pay a employee, and whatever the legal necessities are there from the government in terms of old age pension, health benefits, and so on, all these have to be paid for the individual, because ISKCON's not taking responsibility for it. Therefore, devotee should have that kind of right and that kind of protection, and therefore employees should not be just given minimum maintenance. They may be given the minimum wage, but all done very legally, in such a way that they get their legal benefits. Of course, an employee is just that, and if some volunteer comes along who is able to do the service of an employee, then it may be that the devotees may find themselves no longer employed. But then they have to recognize that because they're not working unconditionally, and because they don't want to be fully dependent on the society, according to the society's needs, they can't expect the same kind of rights as either the volunteers or the full-time devotees. And sympathizers are devotees who aren't necessarily up to full spiritual commitment in terms of initiation, and who don't necessarily chant 16 rounds, but they also support the society through donations, and they're also a congregation member, but they're not congregation member who are initiated, neither have they been volunteers in the past and received that type of training. So these are the different types of categories or different types of membership that we're working on in order to have a basis of a constitution. And the basis of the constitution starts really with what are the rights and obligations of devotees. And since we have different categories of devotees, therefore we've been working on this for, this is the third year now, we have a basis of a constitution with which to then go forward and work on what the overall preaching vision and strategy is of the different temples with Budapest, New Brajadam, how Varnashram works and takes place, knowing what the different roles devotees will play within that type of overall structure. Anyway, I'm just running out of recording time here, and I have to go to the meeting, so I'm just going to send this off, and we'll be in touch tomorrow. Hare Krishna.